Ready, set, go!
This is the Checkpoint XP Podcast. Check out our international radio show and daily podcast at checkpointxp.com. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to the Checkpoint XP podcast on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. So we're going to have a little bit of a different podcast episode today.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be hanging out with Luis Gonzalez, a.k.a. Speedy, from the Geek Culture Congress podcast. And we'll also talk to his co-host, Joey Franchise. So these were two interviews. We talked to Luis this week. We talked to Joey Franchise during the studio grand opening week. And so we're going to feature both of those conversations here today on the Checkpoint XP podcast. But we like to start out reading some Apple podcast reviews here on this show.
My favorite time of the week.
It really is.
Do we got some, or we gotta shame some people?
Oh,
I ain't above it.
Do we have to shame people?
It may not be your favorite time of the week this week.
No!
Not a single one?
Got nothing.
Shame.
All right, you know what?
I just say we sit here in awkward silence.
Angel of Light, Commander Root, Echo Revelations, Gabriel's, Electric Longboard, Epic Lurker, Lurks, Pale Male 19, Rennie, S1 Faker, Trash Panda, Twitch Prime, that's probably a bot, VNK, Virgo Pros, Virusai, Windsox. Apparently you can leave new ones after 6 months, so if don't give me that old already left one, go and leave another
one. I'm with Nate. I think we just sit here and
do both. We do both.
Because we're supposed to be here to entertain y'all, but we ain't entertaining shit.
We need to get the shame.
Apparently people don't like the show. That's the only thing that I can assume. Oh, wait. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently people
don't
like... Could
you pretend to try?
No one will hear that.
That's only through our headphones.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Man, I'm upset. This literally is my favorite time of the week. And
you know what I think,
taking
Joe?
Taking away my one remaining joy in life.
No, you know what I think, Joe? I think since they haven't left a podcast review for us, I think that you should do a review of our listeners.
Yes. Yes. Do a review of our listeners right now.
Come on, Joe.
Oh.
Putting you on the spot. Review our listeners.
Yeah, I'll say you are. All right. Let's see here.
Title of the review.
The title of the review. Quality fallen off recently.
All right. How many stars out of five?
I would say they're right now. Right, we're talking about
right now.
In the moment review.
In the moment.
Oh, in the, two.
Wow.
Two out of five stars. It's you know, much like the vaunted Final Fantasy franchise. What once was great lately hasn't lived up to expectations.
We're going to get so many bad reviews.
Hey, at least a review's a review.
Yeah.
Hey,
if that stirs them down,
it's still engagement.
Hey, Mr. Blinks in the chat saying, yeah, review them. That includes you,
that
Mr.
includes
Blinks.
You, Blinks.
This is you as well.
I think he recently reviewed us, didn't he?
I don't know.
Do another one, Senor Blinks.
How
now you're just asking people to make Sock Puppet Apple Podcast accounts, and I don't think anyone's going to do
it. Monsieur
that.
Blinks.
Anyway,
number nine.
If that is your real name.
Not. Anyway, please make sure to leave us an Apple Podcast review.
See? He hasn't reviewed.
Go and do it.
Damn.
That's trash status right there.
All right. Do you know how many Yelp reviews I leave?
I don't want to know.
I've actually never left a Yelp review.
Why would you?
I'm going to tell you why Yelp review. Because I want people to read something really great about a restaurant that I've been to if I really enjoyed it.
All right. None of us have ever left a Yelp review. How many of us have ever read a Yelp review?
Never. Not once.
The only I've ever read is a Google review.
There are some people who live and die by Yelp reviews.
Listen, the only reviews I leave are weed maps, and that's it.
Now, see?
Oh,
Aren't you more likely?
I stand corrected. Leafly as well.
Yes. Aren't you more likely to feel better after reading a positive review?
No. They give you free shit.
No, I'm just saying.
Only reason he does
that.
That's it. That's it. I just want my free pre-roll. That's all I want. Just give me my free pre-roll.
That is so Nate.
Scum.
I'll give you the real review when you give me my free pre-roll. It's okay. You're doing
the system.
You're doing all right. Your selection could use some work. Your bottom shelf is just not even worth
fucking
with.
You give Nate free stuff and he'll review you. That's how it works.
All right.
Yes.
The gas station on the corner is like, look, you review us. We'll give you a free thing of Arizona iced tea. He's like, I'm on it.
So Echo Revelations in our chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp has says, there you go. You guys just need to give away free shit.
Hey, we don't make you pay for this show.
Yeah.
First of all, show the whole free. Damn show is free. Second of all, do you know how many giveaways we've done?
We've done a lot. But also, are you not entertained?
Exactly.
Does your entertainment have no value?
That's all right. We gonna start, you know what we're going to start doing? We're going to start coming out with Checkpoint XP Plus. Okay? And you can only get the podcast if you subscribe to Checkpoint XP
Stop it. Stop
Platinum.
It. Corporate will hear that and they'll think it's a great idea.
Wait, how can we loot box this?
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
Yep. All right. Do y'all want Checkpoint XP Plus? Because if y'all not ready for that, then I suggest you leave some reviews, okay? That's what I suggest you do.
It's pretty easy. All you got to do is download Apple Podcasts, either as an app or the Apple Music as a program on your computer. Look up Checkpoint XP, find our feed, and just leave us a couple of thoughts. That's it. It's pretty easy. It can doesn't be a take a whole lot of time.
It can be as short as two words. Good show.
If you already own an Apple device, it is already installed on your device.
That's true.
So there you go. Please leave us a review so we have something to read here next time, and we don't have to sit here in awkward silence. So like I said, coming up today, we're going to talk to both hosts of the Geek Culture Congress podcast. So coming up next, we're going to sit down with Luis Gonzalez. Stick around. That's ahead next on the Checkpoint XP podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to the Checkpoint XP podcast. We are hanging out today with special guest Luis Gonzalez from the Geek Culture Congress podcast. You can find that on WILD94.1's website. Luis, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to shout out to everyone on Checkpoint XP.
Oh man, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We actually got to hang out with your co-host Joey Franchise a couple of weeks ago as a part of our studio opening, and we're so happy to have you here. So by the way, some listeners may know you as Speedy. That's your nickname, right?
Right.
So we'll just call you Speedy from now on.
Yeah,
so anyway, Speedy, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Geek Culture Congress?
Well, Geek Culture Congress is a podcast. We talk about everything that's geek culture. So comic books, video games. We talk about board games if we can. We have interviews with creators, a lot of independent creators, because you know Marvel and DC don't really need our help, so we'll go to the local cons and we'll get in front of these independent creators and say, hey, you want some free publicity? Let's get you on the show. Let's do an interview on the spot right now, you know. We do a lot of that. We also talk about all the ongoings in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, DC, Arrowverse, anime, pretty much anything. If you're about that life, there's something for you at Geek Culture Congress.
That's what's up. I mean, there's a lot, you know, we talk a lot of sort of the similar topics. Mm-hmm. I noticed as I was kind of browsing your guys' episode that you guys do a lot of spoiler-free reviews of stuff, which I think is really cool.
Unlike and, these jerks over here.
Something that
Joe
we don't do at all.
Like, we warn you.
Yeah, we're just like, spoiler warning, and then we attack you with it. So at least you get the warning, I guess.
I try to keep it spoiler-free as much as possible, but my co-host, who his name is Tarek Lewis, so he's a local actor and comedian that also with Joy Franchise, who is one of the nighttime jocks on Wild 94.1 here in Tampa. They always, you know, get at me because sometimes I'll start spoiling something and I have to catch myself mid-show, you know? So, you know,
well, they're
always on the lookout for me for that.
People have plenty of time to go to the movies and see things, and when it comes to Marvel movies, y'all should know. Get there ASAP. Ain't nobody waiting.
Sometimes it's the passion, you know, when you're passionate about it and you just start blurting and talking about something, you're like, oh, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Happened to Nate a few times.
Yeah, Nate's been guilty of that on occasion.
No, guilty of
hearing.
He's hearing.
More
so than other people.
I'm usually pretty good about spoilers. I can't recall the last time.
Didn't you say it happened once when you were in a record shop or something? You were talking to somebody and then someone an aisle over heard it and was like, really, man?
I think
I'll fix it for a story.
I worked at a record store in high school, so it's been that long since I've actively ruined a movie for someone.
That's impressive.
At least consciously, right? That I was aware of.
Right.
You know,
there's also things I'm sorry, but if it's a big movie and it's been 3 weeks, tough.
Yeah,
you're allowed to talk about it in public now.
How do you avoid spoilers in the social media age? You know what I mean?
In the age of memes?
Difficult, but I've done it. I haven't seen any. I want to go see Spider-Man this week, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen Spider-Man yet?
And I'm able to avoid spoilers so far. So.
Dude, I'm so...
Only because you yell at us every time we try to say something.
Yes, I threaten you with physical violence. That seems to work.
You're in spoiler zone, man. You really are. It's really late for you right now. You need to catch up on that movie.
It definitely. Well, and you know what? I'm kind of the same way, except I'm even worse because I'm I'll eventually see it on a plane. But I'm but at the same time, I'm not super heartbroken where if it's 3 months after the fact, I get spoiled.
Yeah, you're you know what?
I brought
it was,
that.
It was a good run.
I brought that on myself. Yeah. That was my own fault.
You weren't invested from the get-go. So,
no,
you know.
Listen. I have seen every single Marvel movie on opening weekend, and it just so happened that Spider-Man came out at a time where... I don't know. We were kind of opening a brand new studio, kind of going all over the place for the show. So, I mean, it kind of fell by the wayside.
Oh, yeah. Blame it on the show, Nora.
No. Robbie and I saw it.
I don't care.
Yeah. Here's what you have to realize, guys, is that when it comes to Norris, he's on a completely different set of standards than everyone else.
It is true.
It's been, three-ish months since it came out and you haven't seen it yet? And he's like, if anybody says anything, I will end you because I don't have time, apparently, to go watch a 3-hour movie. But if someone hasn't had the time to play a 200-hour game like Red Dead Redemption, you know what? You should have got that done.
No, but see, Red Dead Redemption, you could break down into nice little sizable chunks.
Yeah.
And you play it over
one
time.
Night.
Right, sizable chunks.
One
maybe
night.
Say 2 to 3 hours or so.
About you can play at your own pace. I can't, you know, go start the movie at my own pace and then stop it and then restart it. And I can't do that, okay?
All I'm hearing is excuses.
Thank you.
All I'm hearing is just excuses and whining.
Next time that's something, you know what, Nate? I'm making sure I beat Death Stranding before you, and I'm coming here, and I am plastering all the spoilers on
you. We all know that's not going to happen, Norris, because your personal time is too precious to you.
Well, no, Nate doesn't beat games. He just beat Fallout, just now? And then Fallout 3, he thought he beat it, but he played it.
Fallout 3?
Yeah.
I just did a run of all of the Fallout games recently. Because when I played 70,
it took me forever to get through Fallout 3.
Fallout 3. I had actually looked at my hour count yesterday. So Fallout 3 took me 80 hours to get through. And
that's not bad, actually.
That's not bad. Front to back. I didn't do all the side stuff, but, you know, I played it like a Bethesda game. When side stuff, you know, presented itself, I did it. New Vegas, I spent about 50, 60 hours on, right? The least amount of time on any of the Fallout games.
Jeez.
Fallout 4 is cresting 230 hours. Like, it is ridiculous how much time I have plugged into this game, and I've really enjoyed it. And now I'm just at the point where I'm like, I'm building my vault. That's it. That's all I have.
So there's another 200 hours.
Maybe, I don't know. I have a lot of plans in my head for it. So there's a lot of stuff I want to do. I've been thinking about it all day because that's what I want to go home and get done.
Nate has never gotten into the Sims until now.
Those long form games, and that's all you think about, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, we had actually talked about that on Checkpoint XP Daily this week. You know, like there are some games that are just too long to restart playing, right? Like. What are some of those games for you? Like, we had come up with an interesting list of them, but like, what about you?
Well, I like I'll start like a Final Fantasy game, for example, and then I'll get to a point in the game where let me take a break, and then I go do my life, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I come back to it, I'm like, get a little bit ahead. All right, yeah. And then I'm like, wait, and it mentions something that happened earlier in the game, and I'm like, wait a second, I can't rewind that.
Like, I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, I don't remember that. But okay, let's just pre-press in the X button to get through the dialogue. And
that was several Final Fantasy games for me, specifically 12 that did that for me.
I didn't get that far yet.
Well, 12, yeah, you don't need to pay attention to the dialogue in 12. It's not that great anyway.
It's true.
Sad, but true.
It's true. So, being a fan of Marvel movies and you know, superhero films, I got to get your take on you know, the Marvel DC rivalry. Where do you fall on that? Which horse do you back?
You know, I gravitate more towards Marvel, but I have a slight obsession with Batman.
Well,
everything that's about his lore.
I will say that having worked at a comic shop at one point, the answer I got all the time was, "Well, of course, Marvel except Batman." It's like it is the equivalent of I'm vegetarian except bacon.
Right?
It's the same thing.
It doesn't count.
There you go. But no, I like DC. I like the lore of DC and all the multiple universes stuff like that. I understand it.
Well, and recently too, I think that that honestly, in the comic world, I do think that DC tends to outshine Marvel, especially recently.
Agreed.
And then, you know, it's complete opposite when it comes to the movies.
Yeah,
right. They're definitely hitting all the cylinders as far as the writing and all the new comic books on the DC part. Okay. Geoffrey Johns knows how to, you know, engage that audience for some reason better than Marvel does right now. I don't know why.
So I have a question though about DC and about the Arrowverse, because Robbie has been a proponent of at least parts of the Arrowverse.
The early days
of the Arrowverse. I watch it and it might as well be Adam West. It might as well, to me, like, it's the most cheesiest, campiest stuff. So is that what the draw is supposed to be? Like, what is it for you that gets you into sort of the whole Arrowverse stuff? Because it just goes over my head.
You know, it's I like it because it is kind of close to the comic book, you know, the way they're talking about all the multiple universes and all the multiple possibilities that can happen. And now they're teasing all this new Crisis on Infinite Earths, these multi-crossover seasons that are coming up soon. The only problem I have with the Arrowverse is it's not, you know, tight like a Netflix show, you know, where we got 8-10 episodes, the plot is tight, you know, and we're going, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
You got a lot of filler episodes, like, you know, villain of the week episodes, you know what I mean?
Episode of Legends of Tomorrow.
That sounds... Yeah.
It's like they have a main villain of the season, right? And they engage that main villain, and for some weird reason or other, they couldn't defeat him that episode because of some mishap or...
Because reasons.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like anime.
Yeah.
That sounds like an anime.
But then we're talking about like 10 episodes because, you know, they got to fill up the whole TV schedule, you know?
Yeah. And it falls into one of the pitfalls that TV does.
It starts dragging.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't consume TV that way anymore. We go to Hulu and we binge it, or at least binge up to where we're at, you know? or we catch up 5 or 6 episodes because we, you know, we disengage and now we're ready to catch up. You know what I mean?
I tried to do that with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season. You know, me and my girlfriend had watched the first two episodes and we're like, let's just wait for the rest to come out and it's on Hulu. We'll watch it all. But unfortunately on Hulu, it only keeps like the last 4 episodes. So by the time we realize it, now it's like, where do we find all those in-between ones?
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
You want to watch the filler?
No. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is different. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., first of all, isn't DC.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you're right.
You have to be a little bit more enterprising on the internet to find the other stuff, you know?
Indeed. Else. Apparently, I can buy the whole season for $30 on Amazon, but I don't know if I want to go that far.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, that's a little bit pricey.
So we were just talking about this, Speedy, and I got to ask you, without spoilers, so that Norris doesn't have a hissy fit.
No, so Norris doesn't slaughter everyone in this room. That's how serious I take it.
Hissy fit was the right word.
Shut up! Yeah.
All right, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
Nope.
MCU movie or no?
My phone's come off.
It is an attempt at an MCU movie.
Yeah.
An attempt with, you know, like, let's say if Fast and Furious universe has rules, right? Like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe now has a rule of how to time travel without spoiling anything for anybody who hasn't seen Infinity War, right?
Right.
Or Endgame. Fast and Furious has some rules of how the action sequence work and what you expect in those kinds of movies. So, yes, it is an attempt at a larger universe under the umbrella of the Fast and Furious, with this being titled Hobbs and Shaw, whatever the adventure that is that's going on.
I really like that because I've said for about 4 movies at this point that the Fast and the Furious are just Marvel movies at this point, and they should lean into that.
It's make believe. I mean, if you expect some realistic Spec Ops Army, Marines action, it's not going to happen in this movie. It's like trying to get realistic CIA spy drama in a James Bond movie. It's not going to happen either.
You're not going to get that. But at the end of the day, you walk out pretty happy.
You're there for what it is. It's, fantasy based on a little bit of reality.
I mean, but at the same time, though, there are some people who I've talked to who they said they want the old Fast and Furious whole street racing
muscle car.
How did we get here from there?
It's
so bizarre.
The first two Fast and Furious, really the first 3 Fast and Furious.
I'd go as far as the third.
It's true. Yeah. It's right. You're absolutely right. I think they had that universe, and they said, okay, this is the boundaries. We're going to stay in this street racing. And then, of course, it's illegal. And then they said, okay, the plot. And when they continued to make more movies and there were more, they kept making money and they're like, okay, what else are we going to keep writing about? Well, street racing is illegal. Let's involve it around crime. Now let's involve it about, people hunting them down. You know what I mean?
But isn't driving a Ferrari from one tower in Dubai through a window into another tower of Dubai, that's illegal too. You can't do that.
I honestly feel like the change between all the Fast and Furious movies was actually pretty gradual. Like when you look at the first one and the last one,
it is gradual.
You think
it is gradual.
How did we get here? But from movie to movie, it is kind of like, all right, I'll accept that.
I knew it was over. I knew this shit was over when
the vault scene.
No,
right?
It was dragging before then. It was the Fast and the Fast and Furious, which was number 4, and they were on a highway and they hit a car, and Vin Diesel is launched from one bridge on the highway onto the other bridge on the highway. His body, not in a car. His body is launched across the freeway, and he lands on another car perfectly square and like slides into. He's okay, not a scratch on him. And I was just like,
the law of physics does not apply in the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I see what this is about.
All right, Speedy, I have a question for you. How many more movies in the Fast and the Furious universe until we go into space? In your opinion,
it's got to be the next one.
What's the over and under?
I don't know. They're going to go as far as it keeps making money.
Because the writer has said, when someone asked him about it, he goes, that's not out of the realm of possibilities.
That's ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous.
They're gonna have a race on Rainbow Road, man.
It's gonna get as ridiculous as possible until it doesn't make enough money
when
one
do we
time.
Get
and they're like,
Max
okay, we're done.
In the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, for
no, we're gonna find out that Pacific Rim, Cowboy Bebop, and the Fast and the Furious all happen in the same universe.
Well, because
and it's just it's a progression from Fast and the Furious to Pacific Rim to Cowboy Bebop.
Well, because I was mentioning to Joe, you know, there's like a big rivalry, whether it's real or fabricated, I don't know, going on between The Rock and Vin Diesel, right? Which is, I think, why the split off happened. So now, not only are they thinking, well, now we have to go bigger than our last movie. It's personal now, and like their egos are on the line. We got to go bigger than his last movie. At some point, we're gonna have either Vin Diesel or The Rock. Like boxing,
it's going to be a big measuring contest.
Like you are going to have a movie where The Rock jumps out of a car in midair and punches a robot in the face. It's going to happen.
I'm okay with that.
Well, technically, the antagonist in this movie is, you know,
I mean, he's not quite a Gundam, but he is Black Superman.
Yeah, but he's bionic. That's the word.
I think they call him Terminator, right? At some point.
They call him that as well, yeah. Yeah. These aren't spoilers, Norris.
You saw this in the trailer. Yeah. You saw Idris Elba's character in the
Seriously.
Trailer.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You're good.
Don't worry.
We got you.
But
we
I will say this. You know, thank you. I watched Fast and the Furious 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And at the end of the third one, I said, okay, I'm good. I don't need to watch anymore.
And you disengage, right?
Robin Shaw, I'm like, never mind. I'm 100% back in for the next one.
You would have had to been there through the whole ride. You feel what I'm saying? Because understand to see where Hobbs and Shaw is, and I haven't seen it. But
you only went 1, 2, 3, Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah,
You haven't seen the other ones. What are you doing?
And that's the point, though.
You don't even know Hobbs' background now.
Who cares?
Or Shaw?
He's The Rock.
You don't understand how important those two characters are to this universe.
And I'm telling you, it doesn't. Doesn't matter when you go watch the movie.
Matter.
The premise is The Rock and Jason Statham are awesome. That's all you need to know.
They're there to kick butt. That's it.
Yeah, Judas. And that's all they do. It's amazing.
So just a moment ago, Norris had mentioned Cowboy Bebop, and I know that you had said that you know you guys cover anime. So I'm kind of curious to get your take on this upcoming live action Cowboy Bebop series.
I'm for it. I'm for it 100%. Yeah. I hope they expand on what they did on the anime because you know it kind of ended you know on a sad note you know
mm-hmm. right
you know, without spoiling for anybody so I hope they expand on it you know if they're gonna stick to that sad note at least you know give us a better closure maybe you know or something like that but I'm for it.
There's
a show called Altered Carbon.
Yeah.
I love Altered Carbon.
Yeah. Anthony Mackie is starring
if
in the next season.
If this even holds a candle to that, it's a win for them. So
yeah,
for me, it's gonna be the music, man.
I think that's gonna be a big component because that was such a big component of the anime
series.
If
the music is not right, that series is a fail.
How do you do Cowboy Bebop without doing the music?
I mean, because I'm pretty sure there's some stuff they're gonna have to recreate.
Yeah,
and there are some stuff there,
and they gotta have the crazy cowboy, you know, guy coming out on the video. Hey, this guy's available right now for a $5 million capture.
Hey,
you know,
space cowboy.
Hey, space cowboy. This bounty is 10,000,000,000 wulongs.
And they gotta have the dog.
Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
Let me tell you, and I have a Dachshund at home, so you know, I forget what kind of dog that is, but my Dachshund is about as close as I've ever seen. That breed.
Yeah. I was a Welsh Corgi.
It's really hard to train.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I was a Welsh Corgi.
Yeah. I mean, kind of along those same lines. I mean, we've got a lot of really interesting series that are coming up. You know, the Watchmen series on HBO is one that hit my radar hard. Have you seen any of the trailers for that?
I did see the trailer at the tail end of the Game of Thrones, which hopefully we won't talk about today.
No, we won't make you talk about Game of Thrones. It's fun. We were doing our own podcast for the last season, so we've all hashed out our own emotions.
I got beat up on the internet for that one because you know I'm okay with the ending, but you know personally, but
I was yeah, I was fine with it too.
We were all pretty okay with it, and that wasn't a popular opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, but I'm curious to get your take on the Watchmen. Apparently, it's being set like 30 years
after the
events that were depicted in the original, well, in the film and subsequently the comic book, because it was quite loyal to the book.
I mean, if you've ever read the comic book, the graphic novel before, it's a really dark story.
Yeah.
And I think this format, the HBO format, is the only place where it could get some justice, definitely.
I actually really agree with that. I was thinking about that because there's another show that Robbie actually turned me on to called The Boys, which is on Amazon. Well, yes. You know, and I watched it.
I haven't checked it out yet.
Yeah, it's pretty. I won't spoil, but it's more. It's definitely more sort of campy, if you will, in that sense, than something like The Watchmen. But I agree that HBO really is the only place that I think The Watchmen could be done with any sort of accuracy or reverence, because it is a dark story. But I also think they're the only ones that have the budget too be able to pull off some of the stuff.
Well, and if this ends up being successful too, what I hope we start seeing more of out of HBO is this idea of taking these works and instead of just adapting them, giving us continuations like that, because the idea of setting it, you know, 30 years after the event, seeing what it did to the world and how that's affecting it now is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, the premise of that whole cartoon is, of course, the famous slogan, "Who watches the Watchmen?" Right.
Right. Yeah.
So it's more, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, who's really in control, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it really boils down to.
Absolutely.
And and a lot of the trailer has that, like you could see like the revolution, you know, in the trailer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No? It's amazing how well comic books tend to. Well, I'll say this: how well DC has tried to explore themes like that, and I assume that's why DC probably got in on that storyline. I mean, even as far back as like things like Justice League, you know, they always talk about like, hey, Batman has a plan for everybody in the Justice League, and the Justice League is the plan for Batman.
Right.
Like, it's a really interesting kind of like, hey, we need to be kept in check as well.
Sure. Yeah. Checks and balances, since it's an important...
Yes, checks and balances.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's an important idea.
What are those?
Right. So one of the other episodes that I had seen as I was kind of browsing through Geek Culture Congress, which, by the way, everyone should go check out at the WILD 94.1 website.
Please.
I saw that you guys had talked about Stranger Things, which was, you know, we had spent an episode on this very podcast talking about... season 3 of Stranger Things. What did you think about it?
Man, I don't think there's a better TV show on available right now.
I can't agree more.
Than Stranger Things right
now. That does what it does so consistently well.
It stays in its lane. It gives you what you expect. It meets that bar, overpasses it, leaves you wanting more. It's just such a well done show.
Yeah,
and if you haven't seen the last season, and you just, you know, just pause this, go see it, come back.
it really is quite an incredible piece of television. You know, the guy who played Billy, I think, you know, we sat around and sang his praises for a while.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he should be the Human Torch, man.
The current strong rumors are that he's on the short list for Adam Warlock as well.
Oh,
I'll accept it.
I would accept him.
That.
Yeah, for Adam Warlock.
He has that dual. In the Stranger Things, he had that dual role. You know, he was, you know, kind of an antagonist without spoiling it. And then, at the end, he was, you know, a protagonist, you know, and died, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
A really interesting character. And, I mean, the nice thing about it is you could almost put him in the exact same makeup that he had at the beginning.
And he's Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock.
Just less,
you don't
more
have to change
of a, more of a Farrah Fawcett kind of thing.
Adam Warlock.
The Jerry Curl.
Yeah, Adam Warlock has those dual roles. You know, he's the Dark Magus, and then he's Adam Warlock.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
So definitely, this actor could probably do that.
Totally, yeah. I 100% agree. Where do you think the next season is going? Do you think that we're going to continue following the kids as they continue to grow apart, or do we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, because I was thinking, and we had come to the. conclusion that maybe that's kind of the end of Eleven's arc right there, and we might be seeing what ends up happening to Hopper.
He still has stuff to explore.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not sure yet. You know, we're not sure.
Oh,
exactly.
Come on.
I mean,
come on.
The American. What else? Who else is the American?
Speedy. Come on.
The American is Robin.
Possibilities are endless.
The American is Robin. They captured Robin because they're like, how did this girl figure out our code in
when she didn't even know Russian yet. Right. Yeah. She learned Russian and broke our code in a single day.
She's a genius polyglot polymath who's figured out our entire code and saved Hawkins once again.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Everything's possible in Stranger Things.
That's true.
Apparently.
That's true. Well, Luis Gonzalez, a.k.a. Speedy from the Geek Culture Congress podcast, has been our guest here today on the Checkpoint XP podcast. Make sure you go subscribe. You can find it over at the WILD 94.1 website. And you should get used to, get to know Luis really well because
yes, please.
The Geek Culture Congress podcast will be doing episodes right here on the Checkpoint XP channel, the Twitch channel. So we are so excited to have you guys as a part of the Twitch channel.
Oh yeah.
And thank you guys. It's a pleasure, and it's been fun hanging out with you today. So thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it, being on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. We're actually going to integrate some video game playing, casual video game playing in the show while awesome. We're doing our topic. So to try and keep the Twitch channel viewers engaged. So look forward to that.
That's what's awesome. Up. All right. Well, coming up next on the Checkpoint XP podcast, we'll actually check out an interview with your co-host, Luis.
Yes.
We'll be sitting down with Joey Franchise. This was an interview that was recorded from our studio grand opening. That's coming up next on the Checkpoint XP podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Checkpoint XP,
esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Big thanks to Luis Gonzalez for his time today. And remember, you guys want to check out the debut of the Geek Culture Congress podcast live on our Twitch channel, Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. All right, let's check out a conversation with his co-host, Joey Franchise, from the Checkpoint XP Studio Grand Opening Week. Joining us now is Joey Franchise. He's on Wild 94.1 down there in Florida. Joey, welcome to Checkpoint XP.
Hey, what's happening? Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh man, it's good to have you here. Going to talk a little bit of gaming, a little bit of music. Actually, what we were just talking about before we opened up the mics, Megan Thee Stallion's freshman freestyle was one of the craziest. It's a great verse.
Listen,
go check it out.
Listen, as Joey, as you were saying, this got to be one of the best years for like female MCs, like.
Hands down. Do you think it was Cardi B that like inspired this like sort of new generation to like really throw out there?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that
it's a part of it for sure.
It's part of it. I mean, obviously Nicki before her, but like there is a new generation of MCs that are coming out that are just hot.
Yeah.
No, legit. I totally agree. I think what Cardi did, well, Nicki did kind of pave the way for the female MC thing for, you know, Cardi, you know, a couple years after Nicki, you got Cardi doing her thing. But I really think it's Cardi's personality that really drew a lot of people into, like, paying attention to her and saw that she was just this average girl who, you know, does ratchet stuff. And, you know, the other girls felt like, you know, I'm kind of the same way. So you kind of get the same kind of formula with acts like City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, absolutely.
And these are all girls that are personal. They're all personal. You see them on social media, acting up, doing what they do normally.
So. See, and that's
they just rap about it.
And that's the biggest thing, too, right, is that what we're seeing right now is, you know, sort of these women are really taking advantage of their, not just the social media followings, but just the ability to have their personalities be a package deal.
Absolutely.
And it's not so much of a, it's not so much of an act, man. You know what I mean? Cause it felt back in the day, even with like Kim,
like Lil Kim. Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It was a little bit of a put on.
It was a persona.
Yeah.
They don't feel like a persona.
Yeah. But like in a world of, you know, your Lizzo's like there, this is now a lane, you know what I mean? Like this is now, something
who they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's really good for hip hop.
Yeah, no, super, super good.
So
this is a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. A little weird of a foot to start off on, but anyway, Joey Franchise.
As Joe and Robbie are in here just confused.
Confused
AF.
And silent.
I'm just staying in my lane, guys. That's all I know.
Anyway, so Joey, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the esports scene or in the video game scene. What are folks playing down in Florida, man?
Well, there's a lot of 2K going down out here. I'm constantly challenging listeners sometimes to come see me on the Six and, you know, jump on Xbox Live and come test me, you know, because everybody's got something to say after I played O'Larry 2K, who currently plays for the Cavaliers 2K League. So, the Cavaliers 2K team for the 2K League. So a lot of people like boys test me, and I'll get like followers on either my Instagram or, you know, like I said, I'll challenge people on air sometimes to come check me after I get off the air. So I'm constantly playing 2K. I'm actually getting ready for Madden now. So I'm currently playing, the OG Madden, getting ready for the new one. So basically the big sports thing out here, but also Division. I got a few friends that play Division at the station and a couple friends in Las Vegas and Arizona that, you know, I came cool with, like just touring around with, that were heavy into gaming.
Awesome, awesome. So here's you're talking about playing players from the 2K League. You know, you're a follower of the 2K League. You know, who should we be on the lookout for? Because 2K League is something that, you know, we watch a little bit. We report on the big stories. But as somebody who's following it, who's the top, some of the top talents in 2K League right now?
I mean, right now I'm seeing Bear the Beast 23. I follow him on Twitter also, and I see that he plays for the T-Wolves gaming team, and they're on a roll right now, going through week 11. So I'm paying attention to them. I see the Blazer 5 gaming doing their thing, but I've been really paying attention to what Bear the Beast 23 has been doing.
Dude, that's what's up. One of the things that I really love about the NBA 2K League specifically that sets itself apart from Madden is the fact that, you know, it's a full team game, right? You're seeing a full team playing another full team. That to me, like, that takes way more skill, communication, team cohesion. That to me is much more interesting to watch than just two people going head to head at Madden.
No, legit. I couldn't agree more. I think it's fascinating watching these guys, you know, and seeing them like talk to each other, like they're actually, you know, playing the sport. And it's kind of similar to when, you know, you're playing like Black Ops or you're playing like a Division where you kind of got to communicate with everybody and, you know, kind of have each other's back. So to see that on a sports end, I think 2K gives us like the best formula of that. So I'm fascinated whenever I see these guys rock out and do their thing together.
Well, it brings a certain sense of drama to it too, that you're right, you don't get in the one-on-one. Well, only in the FGC, really. But being able to start seeing it in 2K, I mean, a few months ago, that was Fab.
Yeah,
they kind of got into the show.
Yeah, Fab
got into it with somebody at a match.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. The intensity of these guys is insane. Like I get scared. Like, whoa, something's gonna pop off or something. Like, it gets intense.
It does.
Yeah, they,
it
there was there does. Was fines and suspensions handed out. Like
was it really
a physical fight?
I had no idea that that was friend of the show Fab that was involved with that. You know, one of the other things that's so interesting about the NBA 2K League is that they've now started bringing in pros from the NBA, like, you know, coaching side to help with the strategy of these guys playing NBA 2K. Like, if that doesn't tell you that there's a one-to-one translation of, you know, strategy on the court to strategy on the digital court, I don't know what is. Like, that is one of the coolest parts about NBA 2K League to me.
I couldn't agree more. You know, because I have friends that Andre Drummond is a good friend of mine. Currently plays for the Detroit Pistons. And, you know, he's had conversations with some of these guys, and he's even amazed to even share knowledge of what he experiences on the court in real time and can sit there and can translate that to somebody who's playing behind the controls.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're hanging out with Joey Franchise, WILD 94.1. Make sure that you check him out. Joe, what, you were going to jump in there?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the NBA for a time period where traditional sports leagues are really, really struggling to connect with the youth. Like, look at Major League Baseball,
the NFL.
Really struggling to connect to the youth. The NBA seems to be almost the only exception to that rule, where they seem to be kind of on the cutting edge and attracting that young fan base. And Joey, I just want to get your opinion on that. Is the NBA and what we're seeing with the 2K Esports League, is that kind of just a sign of the times that the NBA is going to be, you know, big in the next 10 years? It's going to maybe be the big sport?
Yeah, if it's not already. I mean, you even look at it now. When you look at how we anticipate, like, NBA season doesn't stop. We're anticipating free agency,
right?
You know, after the finals are over. Like, you saw the whole Kawhi Leonard drama. You know,
the KD drama.
You know, having everybody, all that. It's got our attention, and then you have, you know, 2K League that also plays a part, and you see it all integrated within each other. I think what Adam Silver as a commissioner does, and everybody behind the scenes, they're just keeping up with the times, and they see where this thing is going. They see how huge the video game world is, and they're capitalizing off of it.
It really does feel like this has been the first year. I mean, maybe last year, but really this year, where local sports stations and you know, sports coverage on ESPN or wherever it is, has really treated NBA free agency with the same kind of excitement and fervor that would be reserved in the past for the NFL draft or maybe for the NFL free agency. This year, NBA has really risen to that same level, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point.
No, and you know, it's a funny thing that, you know, you brought up the NBA and, you know, in comparison to 2K League, the support that the NBA has put behind the 2K League is unprecedented as in terms of relationship between a sport and its digital version. Even FIFA, of the most, you know, a digital representation of the most popular sport in the world, doesn't have the same level of participation from those actual, you know, traditional sports teams. It's just interesting, man. And it's getting to a point where I think, like, as soon as the offseason hits, like, you could just have the 2K League season, and that way nobody ever stops watching basketball.
Yeah, there's almost, like, no downtime.
Yeah.
And that's good. And we need, like, me being a basketball fan, like, I love that. And I love having, you know, more basketball to watch. Not only do you have, like, the 2K League, you got Summer League that's going on. Everybody wants to see. I mean, you don't see Zion now because, you know, they sat him for the rest of the Summer League. But, you know, there's so much hype around some of these new guys that come into the league, and they're drawing, you know, they're pulling numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Joey, you mentioned that we've had, or you at the station, you've got people playing the division with you, and radio, I think, in particular, is maybe one that in the past has been, there's been an older guard that's starting to transition out.
Yeah.
What is it like playing video games with coworkers? Because, I mean, like, that's a form of bonding generations past haven't had.
That's true.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know, I'm 32 years old, and it's like I've been playing video games like my whole life. So to share that with, you know, coworkers and, you know, people that have the same interest as me, it just shows that, you know, it's like you said, it's a bond thing. So, you know, it's like when you say, I don't know, like if you're into pizza. Oh, I'm into pizza too. Like, let's go grab a slice here, you know. So to kind of share that with coworkers and also listeners, man, it's pretty special because it just shows, you know, like you know what I said earlier, like where we're going, like where this generation is going, and keep keeping up with the times. And that's always been my thing, is it's always been keeping up with the times and seeing what everybody's interested in. So if somebody's into a new game that I'm not as familiar with, you know, I'm going to go try it. I'm going to take your word for it, and I'm going to play it.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're sitting down with Joey Franchise of WILD 94.1. Now, being from Florida, I got to ask, are you up on the fighting game scene that's out there in Florida?
Such a good scene.
It is.
Not too crazy, like, for gaming-wise. I mean, I'm really into the new Mortal Kombat right now.
Yeah!
Listen, that scene is amazing, and I can tell you, as somebody who is very heavy into fighting games, Florida is one of the places, along with, you know, New York and Illinois and
Detroit.
Yeah. Like, straight up, get into the fighting game scene, because some of the wildest stuff
that
you will see in all of esports will happen in the fighting game community.
It's true.
CEO happened down in Florida.
CEO was in
this is where
Beach.
I'm going with this.
The Mortal Kombat.
This is where I'm going with this. So, so Joey, are you a wrestling fan at all?
I dabble in wrestling from time to time, especially now that NBA season's over. I start getting into it more.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to put you up on an event that happens in Daytona. It is really, really fun. It actually just happened a couple of weeks ago. It's called the CEO Fighting Game Championship. And what they did was they took a video game tournament and a wrestling match and put them into one
wrestling event.
It's, wrestling
get
event,
the hell
yeah.
out of here.
Yeah, no, they brought AEW out. I think the year before that they had
New Japan.
It was New Japan Pro. So you know, Kenny Omega is really involved with it. They had a huge, you know, it was like a pay per view sized event out there, and then ended it with video game competitions.
And,
it's amazing.
And Joey, here's the illest part.
That's
right.
Wild.
Here's the illest part. The players, when you get to the top eights, to the finals of each respective game, the biggest games, they all get wrestling style walkouts.
Yep.
Like, so they get to pick their entrance music. Some of them have pyro.
Yeah.
Like, they walk out and they have entourages. People were in costume. It is one of the most ridiculous things in the world.
It's so much
to
fun
to watch, but it is so much fun. And I advise you, as someone who's in Florida right now, that next year, this time next year, so was it June?
Yeah.
Was it early June?
Yeah.
Start looking for CEO, the CEO Fighting Game Championship in Florida. Is one of the best events in all of esports.
Hands down.
Oh, dude, I'm going to check this out. I'm definitely going to, I'm Googling it, and I'm definitely going to try to check that out live. That's a Daytona, you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
open, it open used to be in Orlando, but they moved it to Daytona because their Orlando venue was too small.
Yeah.
So, Joey, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but we've been asking all of our guests.
No! We got to talk about this.
We have been asking all of our guests this
Joe,
week.
Don't do this.
I'm doing this. Joey, have you seen about this gamer girl bathwater? Have you heard about this?
You know, my friend Adrian in Arizona was telling me something about this. I didn't do too much research about it, but he was like bugging out calling me about it.
I appreciate that you didn't do a lot of research about it.
Give him the background, Joe.
So an Instagram
model.
Streamer, and she's an Instagram model.
Yeah.
She has decided to sell small jars of gamer girl bathwater,
her bathwater
specifically,
$30 a pop.
And she sold out of it.
She sold out in
bathwater?
3 days. 3 days she sold out of it. That's ridiculous. So
that's a come up right there for her.
Right.
See? That's what we say.
Listen, you gotta respect the grift, right? Respect the hustle. But at the same time, like, I'm so critical of anyone who would willingly spend $30 on something like that.
They did it for science.
Oh,
mate.
No, they didn't. Stop it. You know exactly why they did it. And here's the grossest story that I was able to find on the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
There was a guy who vaped the bathwater.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yes.
I think the dude who cooked hot dogs in it tops the vaping.
The hot dog water.
Yeah, the guy who cooked hot dogs in it, that's disgusting.
I forgot about that.
Hot dog water is already one of the worst things in the entire universe.
Oh,
like,
it is.
I don't know why. Like objectively, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just water that you boiled hot dogs in. But, like, if you were to tell, like, if someone would be like, hey, what's the worst thing you could imagine to drink in this entire world?
Probably
I'm telling you, hot dog water is top five.
Hot dog water and garbage juice.
Yeah. Yeah, the puddle under the Long John Silver's dumpster. Yeah, we're right there.
Well, I was hungry. I'm not hungry anymore. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. Really. It's a weight loss tactic.
My gag reflex.
Really appreciate that. Joey.
I got a homegirl, Ashley, in Dallas. She's a PC gamer. And I got to kind of put her on game. Like, you need to start throwing some bathwater or something.
Exactly.
All that. You know, bathwater, toenail clippings, whatever.
Yeah,
tell her to get a hustle on, man.
It's true, man. It's true. Joey Franchise has been our guest. You could catch him on WILD 94.1 down there in Florida. Joey, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all. Anytime, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks again to Joey Franchise and to Luis Gonzalez, the hosts for Geek Culture Congress, which will be making its debut this Monday. That's August 19th at 6 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. That's going to do it for the Checkpoint XP podcast. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, find interviews from past shows, and a whole lot more. It's all over at CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, as well as Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review. Seriously, let's get one to read on the show next week. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. For the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan, I'm Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, tune into our weekly radio show. For more information and the latest on esports and gaming, go to CheckpointXP.com.